This is LBC with Clive Bull.
LBC, I'm Clive Bull. I mentioned earlier the thought of kettles, fridges, televisions, interconnected home appliances. They should carry a cyber security rating alongside their energy efficiency rating. So says the Durham Chief Constable today, Mike Barton. So we're going to talk to Fevzi Turkalp about this, editor of the tech advice site, gadgetdetective.com. He's on Twitter, at gadgetdetective. Do you think this is necessary? A good idea, Fevzi?
I think it's a great idea, and now is the right time to do it, because we're told that by 2020 there'll be about 21 billion connected devices in the world, and the majority of those will be these Internet of Things. So they'll be your domestic appliances, not just computers and smartphones. So now is the time to do it. I actually would go a step further, and I'd say that just as we have legal safety standards that in order to be sold, a product must comply with certain safety standards, I think in order to be sold, we shouldn't just have a kite mark or something saying, you know, A to F. We should say, if you're not a C or above, you're not legal to sell, because these problems can be a life or death problems. I mean, it's enough that we get our data hacked, but if they hack someone's car, because that car computer has access to steering and brakes, if they hack someone's pacemaker, then we're literally talking about life and death. And for a product to be deemed safe, it should have a reasonable amount of security built into it.
What would be the problem with a fridge or a kettle, though, or a toaster?
Well, the problem is that if these devices all sit on the same network as our PCs, smartphones and tablets, then in any network, be it a home network or one in a business, it's only as secure as its weakest link. So the fridge becomes the back door into your laptop, for example. And then from there, they scramble your data and ransom it back to you. And that's if you're lucky. So, you know, it sounds frivolous. Oh, what do I care if they see how many buns I eat or whatever? But it's not that. It is the back door into your network, and that's why it's important.
And what's the point of having an online connected fridge or kettle or something like that? Why would people want them in the first place?
Well, to an extent, because we can. We do it. But also, you know, they will find proper uses for this. So, for example, there are already fridges that can show you what's in your fridge without opening the door remotely and so forth. You can imagine that there will be fridges that will detect when they're running low and order via the internet what they need. The ability to control them remotely. So we've already seen the benefit, for example, of being able to control your heating remotely, so you can switch it on when you're on your way home if you've been delayed. So rather than have it heating up an empty house, it has benefits. The ability to watch your home from your holiday to make sure there's no one breaking in, or if you want to see, you know, the carers working in your home or your babysitter, for example. All of these are benefits. There are many devices that benefit from internet connection, but the problem is that the companies producing these things, for the most part, haven't got the skills within their businesses for security, because they've been making toasters for a generation, and now suddenly they have to have computer experts on their teams, and often they don't have that, so they get off-the-shelf solutions which are often substandard.
Interesting stuff, Fevzi. Thank you very much indeed, Fevzi Turkalp there, who's editor of gadgetdetective.com.